You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena Marama, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm really good, thanks Rachel.
Good to speak with you. I'm not surprised you're feeling good today. There's been pretty positive polling this week for the Green Party. 14.2% in the most recent News Hub Read poll. How are you guys feeling about that?
Yeah, it's a good surge because people can see that what we've got to offer is actually addressing the big issues and the things people care about. And it's not so much just one poll, but there has been a consistent and steady show of support over the whole term, but especially as we've been releasing each of our solutions, for example, a wealth tax, income guarantee, free dental for everyone, free school lunches, warm homes. So I'm really pleased with the campaign. We've got a plan and we're sticking to it.
It's not looking as fabulous for Labor, though. They're still middling around the mid-20s at the moment. Is this something that you're concerned about at all? I know you're focused on your own campaign, but you must be looking across at potential coalition partners and perhaps wondering what's going on there.
And I'm urging people to, look at the Greens for those solutions, for the green solutions that we've been putting up for a long time. This is a really consequential election where, the decisions that a government makes over the next 3 years is really going to impact on what we do to protect our planet from climate change, to protect our biodiversity and our environment, and to make sure that people have got enough to live a good life. And so all I can do is urge people to really engage, to make sure that we are all voting, because we know that when everyone votes is when our progressive values win, and that's what I'm focused on doing.
Well, let's talk a wee bit about some policy that we've seen come out from the Greens over the last couple of weeks. You mentioned the school lunches there. That's something that the Greens have said you would really support extending and continuing the free school lunch policy, which Labor had initially said they were going to scrap. They've now said they'll be continuing to support it. Why do you see this as an important part of, your policies moving forward?
Yeah, no one should have to go to school hungry in Aotearoa. I visited one of the schools last week where I announced the highlights on that from our manifesto, and the feedback I got from children talking about how their parents felt about it, what their parents would say to them, that it relieved their parents of financial stress, of busyness stress. Everyone's busy working. It gave them one less thing to feel, or one more thing to feel secure about. And it makes a big difference for the school and the teachers as well. So we can easily extend this. I think we were looking at another extra 400 schools, as well as, it's good to see Labor coming in behind so many of our policies and picking them up, but just not to the standard that the Greens are picking them up, because the difference with us is we can fund ours with our wealth tax to make sure that everyone has what they need.
One of the things that was initially part of Labor's sort of decision to drop the school lunch policy was that the research was showing it wasn't having the impact that they were initially hoping it was going to have. Obviously, continuing to support it is great. Anyone who goes to school and isn't hungry is a win. But why is this something that you see as being particularly important? Do you think it's going far enough at the moment?
Not yet. Eventually we would like to see it in all schools, and my understanding from that research is it was still early days and particular sample. But I think that the real big question here is why wouldn't we? Just making sure that kids are fed in schools will go a heck of a long way to our overall well-being, and many other countries have wisened up to this fact. Just make sure that food is offered in schools.
Now, you've also said yesterday that the Greens would like to double the Best Start payment. Now, why double it? What's this particular number mean for you guys?
Yeah, this is about making sure that that everyone gets a best start in life. So we would double it. At the moment, it's $69 for babies under 1 year, and then from 1 year onwards, it is means tested right up until 3 years old. So we would actually double it to $140 a week and make it fully universal for everyone under 3 years old. This will just make sure that people have what they need. They do not have to hold that extra burden and worry about whether they're going to be able to get those extra needs. And it would, again, go a long way. Again, there's just no reason for any child to be missing out, especially when they're babies. And this is the best time to be showing that care, is from the very start.
We've seen a lot of conversation across the political spectrum about welfare this week and policy that's been put out. Particularly, we've had a lot of discussion in the media over the last couple of days about Nationals' policies around the benefit. Do you have any thoughts on what they've been announcing?
Oh, heck yes. It's cruel. It's unnecessary. It's abhorrent to me that they, again, are putting a focus and blame on people with the least resource, with the least voice, with the least power, and making them a hated target, actually, for their voters, just for power, just for them to whip up that fear in voters. And the Greens are the party that will consistently show respect for the dignity of everyone and understand that everyone at some point needs support and not everyone is privileged with it, and that's why we need to actually increase the lowest incomes and increase the support for families. And we know this is what will help to lift more people out of poverty and give people more choices.
When you say you know this is what's going to help lift people out of poverty, what research has the Greens been looking at to back that up in your own policy making?
Oh, all of the child advocacy, the welfare expert advisory group. There's untold research that we've had for a long, long time. That's not even in question here, that actually we can end poverty. The Greens policies can actually end poverty for families and children, and that goes a long way towards a whole lot of other benefits, like ending poverty is also shown to reduce crime alongside our plan to end homelessness. A long way towards better health outcomes, better education outcomes, better justice outcomes, and that's better for the whole community.
If we have a look at Labor, they've come out with their climate manifesto this week. I'm sure that the Greens have thoughts on this. I particularly wanted to hear what your thinking is, Marama, around the proposal of introducing a Minister for Just Transitions. So the theory behind this is that it's someone whose role is specifically to help communities work on adapting to economic change as a result of climate change. Do you think this is a useful role?
I'm open to that. Currently, James Shaw has been doing a fantastic job in that part of their work as well, making sure that we've got our eyes on how communities are going to adapt, making sure there's an equity lens so that the burden of this work does not, again, fall on those with the least resource. What we know is so much more needs to be done to reduce emissions and make sure that we've always got our eye on that as well. Labor's plan looks to be largely the existing work program, and we know we need to do a heck of a lot more to meet our emissions target and prevent things from actually getting worse. And that bold action will only happen with Green ministers at the decision-making table, pushing for action in every area, including just transition.
What about the proposal to have a second emissions reduction plan, which is part of this manifesto, that's in order to achieve the second emissions budget? What do you think about that?
We will have to have an ongoing review of our emissions reduction and ongoing work to make sure that everyone is reducing their fair share, that all industries are reducing their fair share. But, you know, I'm neither here nor there about an actual second reduction plan, because the overall work has to be about continual focus on reducing emissions. So whatever helps to make that happen. The Greens will build on what we've achieved, which has been monumental over the past five and a half years, more climate on action than in 30 years. And so, you know, we can see that it is clear that Green MPs and ministers around the decision table is what will actually help push strong climate action through.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Marama. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thanks, Rachel. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.